I'm joined today by Deputy Principal Marion Leamy of Bunscoil Mura. Marion, how are you?
Good, thanks, Elizabeth.
Marion, thanks very much for joining us. I suppose we're going to start talking about preparations, trying to get children back to school. It's not easy with everything that's going on at the moment, but what kind of preparations have you in place?
Yeah, so it's been a very busy few months. So I suppose for us, our preparations actually started back in April. So when school was closed, we brought in workers and we installed hot water in all the classrooms because we knew that was going to be necessary. And the building is old, so it wasn't there. So the Board of Management gave the go ahead for that first. So late June then, when school was kind of closing, we actually reopened. And I suppose that was an important preparation. It was a summer school for all the children with special needs. So we reached out to all those children and we had 25 children, 6 adults and 12 SNAs in the building. So that was a good kind of a trial run for being back, and it went great and they were all thrilled to be back in school. That week then the interim guidelines came out from the department. So we worked on those and we had a leadership meeting in the school and we were in contact with the Board of Management. So what we did was we kind of took out all the information for parents out of that. And we made a booklet. So we sent home in the post an 8-page booklet to all the parents, kind of letting them know that we were planning to reopen, how our planning was going and what school kind of might be like based on these guidelines. So after that, on the 28th of July, the roadmap to reopen schools, the official one, came out. So we were kind of in a good position then really to get going. So we started consultations. We had Michael Lucy, the town engineer, down to us and he was just so helpful. So he was able to do social distancing markers out in the road for us, you know, for drop off and collection. Ger Flanagan came in from Flanagan Print and kind of consulted on what we'd need. So then we prepared our final document. We had meetings on the 6th of August with all the teachers, with the SNAs, with the Parents Association. We consulted them, took feedback. And then we were happy that our plan was ready to go. So we kind of sent a very comprehensive document then via email to everyone, you know, with pinning down every entrance and exit point, how they'd get into school. The 2 weeks after that, it was the actual physical preparation. So all the signage came, the PPE we needed, all the equipment we needed to set ourselves up. So that led us to last week. And last week then we were ready kind of to go. So on Monday last, on the 14th of August, we filmed a virtual tour. So that was, you know, to offer reassurance to all the children.
It was very good.
Yeah, it was lovely. And we just brought 3 kids in and they showed the 3 different entrance points. And we'd really strongly encourage all parents to sit down and watch that with their children. It's going to be a change for them, you know, not being able to come into the yard. So we just want to really reassure the kids that we're going to be there and how it's all going to work.
You're in a lucky enough position, Marion, in the sense there's a couple of different entrances yeah. into the school. There's not one main entrance. I mean, you have 3, is it?
Yeah,
four?
Well, it's actually 3. It's actually 2, really. But I suppose what we did was we separated the main gate into 2 entrances. And we've one of those that leads into a kind of a designated area for the small children. So if you pass the school, it's actually corralled off.
Yeah,
so that allows the parent of that child to still bring them into their assembly point and give them that little bit of reassurance that they don't have to be dropped at the gate, you know, because yeah. they're just so small. And then the other gate is for children who are bigger that will know the school and know the run of the building.
And just for the parents, I mean, like for the younger kids, the teacher will be there waiting for them.
Absolutely.
In the yard.
Yeah. So actually next Monday, we have arranged for all the junior infant children to come in small groups to see their teacher and see their room, because you know there's a great tradition of everybody being able to come in on the first day, bring the child up to the room
yeah.
and unfortunately we can't do that, so we're kind of bending the rules maybe a small bit, and they're going to come in with their child, see the teacher,
yeah.
meet the SNA, and they'll come in and just, you know, see the classroom because they missed their induction
yeah.
in March, so that will be good for them. And then the teacher will come down to the yard to collect them
yeah.
from the parent. So that's why we've had to stagger the junior infant time to 9:30.
Oh, they're just junior
yeah,
infants.
Yeah, so senior infants will come in at 9 as usual, and there'll be enough room then for social distancing in that area for the parents to come in with the child and wait for the teacher. So then we've staggered the junior infants to allow the parents to come, you know, to get parking, to come in and to be able to be there with the child until the teacher
and
takes
for
them.
The other children, I mean, you don't want people down there too early. What time
no.
will the school gates open?
No, so this is one thing that we're going to have to be really strong on. What we've done is we used to open at 8:40, so that was just to come into the yard and the teachers would collect the children at 9:00. So for now, what we're going to do is we're going to say 8:50 is the earliest time. The gate will open at 8:50, but the teachers will be in the rooms. So the SET teachers then who don't have a class of their own will be at the gates. they'll welcome the children, and I don't want anybody to be worried, because if there's any child who isn't sure of the way, there'll be someone there to help them, you know, with the friendly face, and they'll all be helped for the first few weeks until they get into the swing of where they're going.
And have you liaised with the school bus drivers to make sure that they won't be there till that time as well?
Yeah, we're in talks with them now at the moment. We're in conversation with them, and we're trying to sort it all out, and even to the point of, you know, who'll be with who in class bubbles and that, so to try and make it safe.
Yeah. And another thing that you're lucky enough with is, right, once the children go to their classroom, like apart, like we'll talk about lunchtime and stuff in a minute, but they're basically there for the day. They don't even have to leave to go to the toilet, do they?
No.
The toilet's in the classroom.
We are really lucky in a number of ways, really, in that there's no social distancing expected from junior infants to second class, but they have to be in a class bubble. So within that class bubble, there's the teacher, the SNA, and the children. They don't mix them with any other children for the whole day. Okay. So they are only ever exposed to the children within their own class.
Yeah, and they don't have to leave their classrooms.
No,
toilets.
The toilets might be just outside the door or inside the classroom, but every class has their own set of toilets.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, so, you know, we've new cleaners now hired since we got the funding. So we've had our, we have our own three staff all along, and we have three more temporary staff. So every day, everything will be deep cleaned at the end of the day, but it'll also be cleaned during the day.
As you go along,
when they go out for break, someone will go in to do a clean down of the toilets and the surfaces.
And social distancing then does come into place from second class up?
Yeah, so third to sixth class, they have to be within pods, within the bubbles. So when the child comes in, they'll be assigned a seat, and they will stay in that group. So they can be sitting next to someone, you know, within, say, there might be a small group of six.
But they won't be moving around.
Yeah, there'll be no movement.
Yeah,
and the six will be there, and they'll have to be a metre apart from the next six.
Yes.
So that if there was ever an issue, it'll only be six together that will be... have been close to each other, you know.
Yeah.
But I suppose what's important there as well is that the teachers all know to consult with last year's teacher. So there's a lot of consultation going on between teachers. So, you know, if Johnny doesn't get on with Mary, they'll know that. So I don't want any child to feel worried that they'll be put sitting with someone, you know, and, you know, they'll still be able to move within the pod, of course.
Yeah.
So even though they might be sitting in one seat, they could move within that group.
And sit with somebody else in their pod.
Yeah, and I know one thing as well that kids are maybe concerned about is playtime. So they're not required to play with their pod. Once they're outdoors for their break, they can play with their class because it's outdoors, so that's treated differently.
And will all the classes take the same lunch breaks?
No.
Okay.
So, well, to a degree they will. So we're going to keep our kind of two break times as we always had them, but we're going to treat it as if it's a rainy day. So on a rainy day, they'd stay in their classroom. So we'll have two short breaks where they'll have time to eat inside. And then every class has, we have a timetable ready that every class will get a 20 minute outdoor play. So we've separated the bottom yard into two. We have the top yard and we have the basketball court up in the garden.
Very
so
good.
Every class has scheduled a break outdoors on their own with just their own class.
Oh, that's very good, isn't it?
Yeah, it should work well.
Yeah. And sanitising, how are you getting on with sanitising? Do you have sanitising stations, or will the children be required to sanitise?
Absolutely. So basically from the moment they come back, you know, before they even went, we were doing a lot of that teaching about the sanitising. So every entrance and exit point of the school has now got a sanitising station there, plus every classroom just inside the door. And you'll see that on the video, just as they come in, there's a sanitising station as well, plus the hot water and soap. So for when they come in, they'll sanitise using the sanitising station. Then before they eat, they'll have to, you know, wash their hands with soap and water. But any transition during the day, so if they're going to the pee hall, for example, they'll all sanitise using the hand sanitiser before they go, and then when they come back, and the same before they go to the yard and come back. So we'll be teaching and talking a lot to them about that and how you wash your hands properly, just reinforcing what was done already, you know, but that's all ready to go.
Okay, and speaking of PE, will PE go ahead as normal?
Yeah, so we got curricular guidance as well from the Department of Education the same day as the roadmap. So we've been studying that, and basically there's a few areas that we are to concentrate on when we get back. So the literacy, which would be English and Irish, numeracy, then PE and SPHE. So they want the children active, you know, they're not banning anything like that, but it'll just be practicality of sanitising the equipment if you choose to use equipment with your class, and then sanitising before and after that play. And then SPHE is social, personal, health education. So a lot of that is focusing on mindfulness, you know, not being worried. A lot of children might be anxious coming back, you know, the actual aim in the first week is to do a lot of activity based on how they're feeling about being back in school, what their experience was of lockdown, what their understanding is of COVID-19, and all of that in a totally reassuring manner. You know, mm-hmm. we want to create a very safe and calm environment. So when they come into us, we're going to be very calm.
Yeah.
And that should translate to them. So we'll be doing, all the teachers will be preparing kind of activities based around that, you know, age appropriate. So junior infants, it might be draw a picture.
Yeah.
Sixth class, it might be write an essay. So that's the plan.
And what about extracurricular activities? Do you do many of them?
We have a lot going on in the school. So I know individual teachers are, you know, some of them have, like, we have the samba band and we have the choir.
Very good.
So we're trying to think of ways of working that outside the box, you know, because, again, we have those crossover classes. So the samba band would be and the choir would be fourth, sixth class.
Yeah.
So we've talked about maybe the teachers just taking the children from one individual class to get them up and running. So, you know, Mr. White takes the samba band, he might go into fourth class and just take a group of them from within the same class on their own to get them going until eventually we get the go ahead to be able to mix them again.
And just a thing for parents, like, when should a parent keep a child at home? Do you have any idea? Like,
yeah, so we've sent out in our finalised plan that we sent to parents, there was a list that came from the government of children who should be kept home. So basically, the guidance is that if your child has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 or a suspected case of COVID-19, you should isolate your child. If your child has been on holidays to a country that's not listed as a green country, you have to isolate your child when they come back from holidays for 2 weeks. Then if your child has symptoms of coronavirus, you're supposed to keep your child at home, you know, and make sure that they're okay. So not every cough and cold then either is coronavirus, yeah. you know, so it's a fine line. And I think we'll get used to that more as we go back. You know, if a child is very unwell, obviously they shouldn't be in school anyway. But we are really depending on parents to kind of help us out there. You know, we don't want to have to be ringing people saying, you know, he's coughing.
Yeah,
but again, if you rang me and said, my child is coughing, they have an asthmatic cough. Mm. That's different, you know. So we'll work with the parents on that.
It's going definitely. To be tough, though, isn't it?
It is going to be a change. But I suppose we have to, for the safety of everyone, we all have to work together to kind of keep them safe, you know.
Yeah, but I suppose really, besides all that, you are trying to keep it running the same.
Absolutely.
You know?
Like, I'm not worried about when we get in the door of the classroom.
Yeah.
You know, I feel that school will feel very much just like school.
Yeah.
When they come back, they'll be back. And we saw that with the summer school. The children came in and they were straight back into their routine,
that's
you know.
That's a good point to make, that school will be just like school.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are saying, oh, it'll be different. It won't be the same, but it will.
I would like to think that the kids will feel it's the same, you know, in a lot of ways. Like, I think the biggest challenge will be the entry into school will be the biggest change that they're going to come across. And that's all going to be done, you know, calmly and safely as well.
Yeah, and what about, I've seen now, I know there's a lot of different things on social media, but reusable lunch boxes, they're okay to bring to school, aren't they?
Yeah, we're not asking to change anything like that, yeah.
And uniforms, there's some people are saying they have to wash them every day. What's your stance on that?
So we're lucky in the school that we have a uniform and a tracksuit. So what we sent out in the finalised plans is just parents to wear the tracksuit. Usually we had set days for tracksuit, but now just alternate the two as it suits you as you're washing it. And, you know, the parents will take personal responsibility for what they see fit for the washing of the uniform.
Yeah. So, like, in other words, you can wear the tracksuit.
Any day
it
suits you. Yeah, any day it suits you.
Yeah. Maureen, anything else you'd like to add?
I suppose I just, a few thank yous, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah,
I just want to say thank you to our staff that have been in school all along. We have to mention Tom, Tim and Helena, our caretaker and cleaners. They've just been amazing. They've worked so hard all summer. And Carmel, our secretary, she's worth her weight in gold. We also have to thank the teachers and the SNA staff. You know, no matter what we said to them, they were willing to work at it, you know. And outside of the school, Michael Lucy, the town engineer, Ger Flanagan came in and consulted with us about what we needed, and they were all amazing, you know. And just thanks to everybody for all the positive feedback. I know we put up the video on Facebook last week, and it was just so lovely to see all the comments that people, you know, are behind us and that they appreciate what's been done. And, you know, just to say thanks to everybody and just to reassure everybody that, you know, we are planning to be back and to stay back as long as we can.
Yeah. And you're not nervous?
No, I suppose I'm apprehensive that when the plan is up and running, that it will all go, you know,
smoothly.
All the best laid plans, you know, but everything is going to be up for review.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, we will see how this goes and we'll review it, and we will be in constant communication with the parents, you know. I suppose one thing I didn't say either, Elizabeth, was when you were talking about children staying at home sick, is just to tell parents that, you know, we will be there in that case, that if a child is following the rules and staying at home sick, to just make contact with the school office, and we will send home all the work that we're doing in school. We'll make sure that communication is open there and that a child won't fall behind by staying out.
And another thing, 20 days they're only supposed to kind of miss, or then you have to report it. So like,
That is actually unexplained absences.
Okay.
So if your child is coming to school and missing a Monday here or there, and you're not telling us why they're not in school,
yes,
that's where that would come to play. But if you send a note, and we have an Aladdin Connect app in the school, so you can just log into that and you can say what the reason for their absence is. So if they're down as being sick, we don't worry about those absences. Yeah. They don't count towards 20 days.
Okay. Yeah.
So parents don't need to worry about that. And, you know, just keep in contact with us. All teachers will be, when they start with your class, will be sending out their preferred means of contact. So, for example, in my class, I'll be giving out my school email, and if anybody wants to send me an email with any concern, they can, and I'll get back to them, whether it be a phone call or an email, whatever is necessary.
Yeah, and just one final thing. Are you confident you're going to reopen?
I hope so. Yeah, I'm optimistic. You know, I think that the government have a good plan in place, and I think that they have really taken into consideration what the risk is, and that the benefit to the children being back to school kind of outweighs the risk. And I think that we are going to follow every step in the plan in our school, and that should, you know, be enough to keep us open. I think that the community is also very important, and, you know, to my knowledge, East Cork has been quite low in cases.
Yeah.
So I feel that if people on the outside of the school are following all the guidelines and we're all doing what we're supposed to be doing and keep it out of the community, that's going to help the school stay open.
Okay. Marian, thanks very much.
Thanks a million for the opportunity.
No problem at all. And we wish you the very best of luck at reopening. Thank you.
Thank you.